Well, despite the fact that this was a game we knew the Packers were going to have a tough time in, it was a road atmosphere, the Bills' defense very good. Packers Nation still a little bit in shock, and I think it's mainly because with the loss yesterday to the Bills, not that they lost, but I think how they lost, I don't think a single thing went right. Case in point, that Jordy Nelson drop, which if it didn't keep him up overnight, I mean, it kept all of us up overnight. I know the Bills winning 21-13 over the Packers. Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com joins us. Brian, broad question, what the hell happened yesterday?
The Packers ran into a Bills buzzsaw yesterday. That is a very, very good Bills defense that's even better at home than it is on the road. And you heard all week about the Buffalo Bills defensive line. It's filled with three former first-round draft picks. Well, the Bills secondary might be just as good, and they did quite the job shutting down Aaron Rodgers, Jordy Nelson, and company. It was a rather defeating performance for the Packers offense, who couldn't get things going whatsoever.
I think, I don't know if Packer fans do it or if we do it collectively, a lot of times what my opinion is that we never credit the other opponent as much as we should. Coming in, we thought, oh, yeah, it's Buffalo. But Buffalo, a good team. This is a team, just like the Atlanta was a week ago, fighting for their playoff lives. These teams are going to – nobody's going to lay over for the Packers, whether it's a team fighting for a spot or even Tampa next week. And that Bills secondary – every time you threw it, it was deflected or it was up in the air. How much of that was Bill's secondary? How much of that was Rodgers just having a bad day?
It's a little bit of both. But, I mean, just look what they did to the guy who's probably considered the front runner for the NFL's MVP award. The Bills held Aaron Rodgers to about a 40% completion rate, and he had 25 incompletions on the day. I mean, these are just almost unheard of numbers for a guy like Aaron Rodgers. He was just off, too. You know, his passes didn't quite seem to connect all the time, threw a lot of passes behind receivers. Part of it because they're playing in a tough environment on the road in a loud stadium for a Buffalo crowd that hasn't seen meaningful football, and especially in the month of December, in a long, long time. They were enthused and they were loud, and you could tell there was some communication problems with the Packers. I mean, add it all up, and that's why Aaron Rodgers and company struggled.
Rodgers, 17 of 42, 185 yards, averaging 4.5 yards of completion, two picks, a 34.3 rating, his worst stat game that he's ever had, I think, as a starter for the Packers, and the Bills getting the 21-13 victory in large part because of that. I think at the end of the game, too, Rodgers went back, ball was fumbled, into the end zone, Lacy picked it up, but with the two-minute rule, under 2 minutes, whatever, it was a safety. A weird rule, a rule that I don't think many I wasn't familiar with. I don't think a lot of people were familiar with, but I didn't see the outrage over a weird rule because at that point we're just like, yeah, okay, Packers don't deserve to win this one. Let's just get out of there. A weird end of that game, though.
Absolutely, yeah. It was kind of awkward at the end. You thought, well, Eddie Lacy at least picks it up and he'll get it out of the end zone and they'll have another chance. But that doesn't end up being the case. I mean, there's definitely other reasons for this loss as well. Special teams was horrific yesterday. They give up the punt return for a TD. They have another field goal block. Now their sixth block they've allowed on the season on special teams. So this is turning out to be a problem as well. So there's plenty the Packers have to work on going forward.
Now, everybody kind of upset yesterday, obviously, with the loss, and then you have the Lion game to watch after, and then the Lions win. And at the end of the day, though, Packers didn't lose too much yesterday. What they did lose most likely is a chance to get the number one seed. A killer if you don't want to go into Seattle. Seattle and the Cardinals play this weekend. That's going to be a big one. Arizona without really a quarterback. A lot of people would assume Seattle would get that. So the Packers are in the position where I'm pretty sure, I'm 99.999% sure, if they beat Tampa, they are into the postseason. And then that Week 17 game is going to be for the NFC North or a wild card spot, which would mean you get the 2 seed in the first round bye in a home game, or you got to go on the road as the number 6 seed. So the Packers have a little bit of work to do. How confident are you? Let's look ahead already to Tampa Bay. How confident are you in a Packer victory there? I just don't see any way now, especially with the way that Buffalo beat Green Bay, that Green Bay is not going to come out firing with something to prove against Tampa. The loss, almost a positive in that regard.
Yeah, in a way it is. They're definitely going to be fired up this week because they've got everything to earn from a victory in Tampa Bay. And, I mean, it should be a game they win, you know, just looking on paper and seeing how poorly the Buccaneers have done this year. And, you know, what's good for the Packers, too, is take a look at what their defense did yesterday. You know, they didn't give up a single touchdown. You know, the touchdowns, the Bills scored was on the punt return there. And they're playing really well right now. And that gives you confidence that they're going to go into Tampa Bay and come away with a W and perhaps clinch a playoff berth or, you know, maybe a little bit more in terms of the first round bye and things like that. So lots on the table yet.
We'll see how the season shakes out. But if it comes NFC Championship game time and we're there, I think we'll look back and say, well, that was good. A lot of Super Bowl talk early December. We got knocked in the mouth and refocused, and here we are. Unless that NFC game is in Seattle, and then we're going to be mad that we dropped away our chances against Buffalo. Brian, always nice to talk to you. We'll talk to you again on Friday. Preview the Tampa Bay game and see what this team can do. Again, very good odds this team makes a postseason, but it's the NFL. You just never know.
Sounds good. We'll talk to you then.
Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com. Packers losing to the Bills 21-13. They've got Tampa this Sunday right here on K107.1.